Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today's Friday, August 18th. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
We're here. I can't see your eyes. You need to lower the microphone a little bit.
Oh, you want to just gaze into my eyes.
Yeah, well, you know, when you talk, it helps when you look into someone's eyes.
True.
No, but bring it up just a little bit.
Oh, now
so
we're
you can
it
talk
up.
Into it. Yeah.
Now there
you
go.
Yeah.
It's
so
like I've
we need
never
to
done
hear
this
you
before.
Nice and clear. Okay. Well, but you know, sometimes we forget, right?
True.
You know, in some radio shows, they don't even look at each other. They both look in different places.
Pretty soon, I'm going to be running that board in this show, so better watch out.
So you guys started your new show yesterday.
We did.
You and Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
The show was called The Bud.
Can you tell if we had any listeners?
I didn't really look. I was busy.
Can we check after?
But yeah, we'll talk about it afterwards.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But at any rate, yeah, it was fun.
You guys sounded
like you had a lot of fun. Here and there,
I did,
but I'm busy. I don't have time to listen to shows that much.
Yeah, I know. You're a busy guy.
But because there's other things going on, obviously. But at the same time, it sounded like you had fun and stuff.
It was a great time.
Yeah. So the show is on every Thursday at 11 if you guys want to check it out.
Thank you for promoting that.
Of course. Yeah. So this is about buds and everything else related to it, right?
Yeah, cannabis.
Yeah. So you get it from the experts' mouths here, you know, so it's...
It's true.
Yeah. So what is this news item you just saw? I'm seeing it, too.
Bye-bye, Bannon. I love it.
So Steve Bannon is out, huh?
Fridays are the best days for firing people at the
really?
White House. It's so
And
true.
He loves to fire everybody, doesn't
Man,
he?
I think he's just confused. Maybe he thinks this is just like another season of The Apprentice.
Yeah.
And the joke's on us. We're just, you know, a part of this whole reality shit show.
Right.
But
did you hear something interesting that his ghostwriter of The Art of the Deal, Trump's...
said he's going to be out before the end of the year.
He said he'll resign. I don't know if before the end
Not,
of the year
or but whatever
the
that,
end of the
yeah,
term.
Before the year, yeah, whatever he said.
Right.
That's interesting.
Right?
Probably. I mean, if anything, I think I could see him being like, I can't do anything with you guys. I'm out. You know what I mean?
Right.
Enough is enough. And like blaming it on... He will blame it on... But that's a dangerous thing because look at the people that he are... That 30% is a real chunk of people.
Right.
They may be small, but they are hateful and mighty. You know, but like there's more of us than there are of them.
Right.
But yeah, I think who knows? I mean, Pence is worse.
I know. Are we going to have to go with him if he resigns? Or
I saw Mueller is investigating Pence now, too. I just think that I'm hoping, ideally, what I would like to see is, like, it's going to be something that's never happened to
Had
this country
never happened before,
before
just
where
like
they're
he.
Probably going to have to. I would like to see everything that Trump has, like, be like taken out of office and we just have a special election or somehow.
Right. That's
I don't know. And that we let, I don't know. It's going to be scary. Who knows?
Yeah. We'll see. But
luckily in California at a local level, things seem to be, you know, we're so jaded from the rest of the country. Cause like,
yeah,
you know,
I know. So we'll see what happens, but Steve Bannon is out. At least we don't have to look at him anymore. Yeah. So in a few minutes, we're going to be joined by our guest. We have a guest from overseas who's visiting us, and we always like that.
It's true.
Because we are popular everywhere, right? Yeah. I don't know why I'm getting the smell of weed smoke in my nose. Nobody's smoking, but I somehow got the smell of it.
I smoked before I got here.
Yeah, but is it you smelling it? No. It doesn't smell like weed. No, you don't. I'm just imagining the smell of the smoke, not of whatever's left on the person.
I was like, I don't know. It could be
no,
before I got here.
No, I just maybe I smoke too much. I start missing it.
I think so.
But yeah, my mom's going crazy. She's like, I don't know what's happening with her, but I think she's really getting dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we've suspected it for a while, but she does crazy shit. She calls me at 12:30 last night to wake me up and tell me she's half fallen off the bed and her maid is not hearing her. And this is like, come on, Mom. And she does this like all the fucking time. She won't sleep at night. So it's like
we
got to
get her some CBD.
Right. Well, I tried that. Oh, did I? No, I got her that the tincture for the pain. She didn't say it helped or anything, so I don't know.
No, you got to get the stuff you spray under the tongue.
Oh, yeah? And mm-hmm. what will that do? Would that help her sleep or something?
I'm getting some for my mom this weekend.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And it helps them sleep.
Hell, yeah. It helps everyone sleep. You can get her edibles, CBD that won't get her, like, they're non-psychoactive.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Or they have pills or gummies.
I would
whatever,
do something
right?
that's a little bit more enjoyable to, like right. gummies or something, you know, like yeah. Does she like chocolate?
Yeah, yeah.
There are ways, you know, because she deserves some
yeah.
enjoyment.
Right. So
but it won't get her high.
It won't get her high, yeah.
It'll
yeah.
just help her relax and sleep and, right. you know.
I hope so. I sure
her endocannabinoid system.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it seems like nothing helps. So we've given her like animal tranquilizers practically.
No, that stuff is bad.
No,
this
but
is
I mean,
natural
like,
from
like melatonin.
Mother Earth.
Melatonin is supposed to put you
sometimes
to sleep and regulate
your body. Sometimes
that
does the opposite for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is weird. I
Have
don't
you
know.
Tried it? Like, oh, okay. I don't think I ever tried it, but it says there it's supposed to regulate your sleep.
It does help with some people, but for me, I think I haven't found the right dosage of that.
Right.
Because like sometimes if you overdo, like even with Benadryl, we'll have the opposite. It will keep me up. Whereas like has that like yeah. ingredient in it, it's supposed to put you out. The antihistamine.
Right,
the antihistamine,
I don't know. Right.
But yeah, you got it. That's why, like, medicine, it's, we don't really, I like cannabis because it's natural. At least you know, like,
yeah, what
it's
you
from
taking,
the earth.
Right? We always come back to that.
It's from the earth and not big pharma.
Yeah.
So.
Very cool. Also, so, okay, so we think that. So the writer thinks that Trump might resign. That'll be interesting. But like you said, it's
oh,
going to be
about
something
this,
that never
what happened
before.
In Barcelona yesterday.
Yeah, in Barcelona. That was pretty bad. And then this morning, a stabbing in Finland. Two people dead.
We just have the news. It's just that we just live in that 24-hour news cycle.
Right.
You know, where now that like things seem to be heightened. I mean, like a stabbing in Finland. Normally, would we be broadcasting that on American news?
Well, it's not that it necessarily happens there a lot. That's why, you know.
Yeah.
But and especially maybe in wave of the wave of all the terror and stuff. But they haven't said anything.
I just didn't know Barcelona had like pissed off people like that.
No, they don't have to live there. They can just come there and try to kill as many tourists as possible. Mm. I think that's the point there. Okay, so that's that. And finally, before we get to our guest, I found this kind of interesting. I guess China's Hainan Airline, whatever they call them, are dressing their crew with the coolest uniforms you've ever seen. Like, totally like fashionable stuff. Coats, kimono, things like that, you know. But the interesting thing here is they're showing a picture of six models mm-hmm. wearing these books, and only two of them are Asian, four are white.
Can I see this?
Yeah, well, I'll show you later on CNN. You have to go there deep.
Are people pissed
pages.
About it?
No, not at all. I don't think anybody said anything. The article is not about that.
Okay.
I just noticed it, and I thought, wow. These are handsome white people, but there's only two Chinese ones here.
Yeah.
And that's China Airline. But
I'm sure you don't have to be Chinese to work for Chinese Airlines.
Yeah. Well, no, but I mean, you would expect, right? You wouldn't expect more white people than Chinese on a Chinese airline.
Yeah.
Well, at any rate. Okay, so we're going to bring in our guest right now. He's a returning guest. He remembered us from last time he was here. We're joined by Felix. Tell me your last name again. Belhars, is it?
Yeah, that's kind of right.
That's close?
Close enough, yeah.
Yeah, how do you pronounce it?
In German?
Yes.
Beilharz.
Oh, Beilharz.
Nobody gets it right, even in Germany, so that's okay.
No, I'll call it Beilharz now.
Right?
You know, that's the thing. And it's one of those languages.
Beilharz sounds way more American.
Right. So. No, but Beilharz is a nice name. I mean, that it sounds like that's what it should be pronounced as.
Yeah, right.
Except, you know, in different languages, pronunciations are different. You look at the same letters, but you say them differently, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So you're visiting us from Germany, right?
Exactly.
Where in Germany do you live?
I live in Cologne, Germany.
Oh, in Cologne, Germany. Why did I think Cologne was in France? Because it sounds like a French name,
It does. Cologne and Cologne, kind of the same thing.
Right.
I think Cologne was like occupied by the French for a long time, so the French has a big history in Cologne.
Maybe that's why, that's who named it, you know, because it sounds like...
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah, yeah. But that's interesting. So is that like a big city?
Yeah. I think it's the third biggest in Germany. Yeah,
oh, wow.
I think it's one of the three we have with more than a million people. So,
oh, wow. Yeah. Well, what are the other two?
It's Hamburg and Berlin.
Hamburg and Berlin.
I think Munich is close, but I don't think they got more than a million.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Stuttgart, no. Huh?
No. Stuttgart's way smaller.
Way smaller?
Like maybe 500,000.
Oh, wow.
I think.
Yeah. How many total people in Germany, do you know?
82 million.
82 million. That's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, cool. Now, okay, so tell us a little bit about what it is that you do, Felix.
For a living?
Yes.
Yeah. I do social media marketing.
Uh-huh.
So, mainly speeches, public speeches, seminars, trainings, and a little bit of consulting. I wrote 7 books. I do lectures.
Seven books?
Yeah.
Like he didn't say anything, right? Seven books. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of books to write.
6 are already out, and the 7th is coming out in September.
Really?
Yeah.
But then in German, right?
In German, yeah.
Yeah. Even your website is in German.
I know. I got to change that. I always wanted to change that, even last year, but didn't so far.
But that's okay. If your market is in Germany, you don't need to change it, right?
Actually, I do some business here, so it would be
That would help then. If you have an English version, right?
I will. I will do it live in the next 3 months.
Yeah. German is a hard language to learn or to read, right?
I mean, I wouldn't learn it.
Really?
Nah.
Now, my question is this. I mean, I always see like long words in German, but they're actually more than one word, right?
Yeah.
They put words together.
Yeah. What you do is you combine expressions with off and off and off, maybe.
Okay.
And we do just one word.
I see, okay.
So the chief of staff, for example, is like one word in German.
Right, right.
Or the CEO, right, is in German is Geschäftsführer.
Uh-huh.
Big word, but it's like, it's the CEO actually.
Right, so right.
We combine the words.
Yeah.
Nice long expressions.
Yeah, right? I know.
That nobody can pronounce and spell right.
I know. So it's like you have to know the word. And now we're doing that with all kinds of internet names where we put two names together and capitalize a second.
Right.
But they don't capitalize the middle of the word. So you're like,
Would be easier, though.
Yeah, it would, you know. Yeah. But that's the thing. I mean, you grow up, you learn the language. It's not hard for you. That's all you know, you know. When did you start learning English? What age?
In the 5th grade, so 10-ish.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's interesting. In Israel also, in the 5th grade, they start teaching you English.
Today, nowadays, my godchild is like 4, I think, 4.5.
Really?
And they start at kindergarten or even preschool, right? So he started learning English maybe 3.5 years old.
Wow, very good.
And now he's 4.5 and he speaks English. And
we
can really talk to each other in English. That's really great.
That's good.
So cool.
Yeah, because I think it's important because we're in the internet age and the language of the internet.
I wish I knew another
English.
Language fluently.
Yeah. But you know the best language. I mean, it's a totally international. It's the language of the internet, and that's all there's to it. You know, so you need to know it.
I wish I spoke Spanish.
And you speak it perfectly. So there you go.
True.
Yeah, Spanish would be nice. French
Spanish.
Is nice. Do you speak Spanish?
Yeah.
When did you learn that?
Actually, I lived in Barcelona for a year.
Oh.
So I learned it in university, and then in the year in Spain.
I see. Okay.
I lost a lot, though, right? It was like 2006, 2007.
Yeah, but you would pick it right back up if you went there.
Yeah. I went to the Dominican Republic for a week, and I talked a lot of Spanish, and it's coming back.
Very nice. Very cool. Do you know any other languages?
I learned French at school, but I don't remember.
I know. The same with me.
Yeah,
see, it's like
hard.
If you don't use it,
French
you forget, right?
Yeah.
And French is hard as well.
Is.
Yeah. Very long words there, too.
And cases and stuff, right? And different times and everything.
But English has it, too. Like present perfect and past perfect. I don't know this in any language other than English, you know? But it's very precise. It describes exactly the period of time you're talking about.
Yeah, but you still got just some times. The Spanish, for example, they have, like, two presents and two pasts.
Oh, really?
And they have like gender attached to their
Hebrew does too.
That's
you know,
true, yeah.
The adjectives,
right, exactly.
And nouns too. Like if you say you,
right.
right? It's different from men and women.
We have, for the you, right, we have two. We have the formal you and the informal you.
Yeah.
And you spell it differently.
Vos otros versus...
Yeah,
in French they have that too.
It's horrible.
Like tu and vous, you know,
exactly.
Right? Yeah.
We got that too.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, languages are just like idiosyncratic, you know. You don't know what the hell's going on, and because they borrow from so many different languages and stuff.
What
there's
I always
just so many rules.
Yeah.
too many rules.
And, they contradict each other. I before E, except after C. You're like, what? So you have to remember that one fucking letter that ruined it for everyone?
Right.
Don't learn German.
No, oh God.
We
I
got
can't.
three articles, and there is not really a rule when to use what, so you just have to learn it by heart.
Yeah, right? So yeah. I know. I think about it in Hebrew also. I mean, it's like, it's not that simple. It's not as simple as putting I went there, you know? It's like the I would be different from
exactly. And what text, in what context are you using? It's all about context, too. And the only way you're going to know that is if you literally are there. You know what I mean? That's how you know if someone's like, it's like, you know when someone doesn't, English is not there first. It's like, oh, that's adorable how they said it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right,
like
I know. And but the interesting thing is in Hebrew, they also have punctuation. But once you learn the language, so the punctuation is more for young kids and new immigrants.
Right.
But
that's
once you know the language, there's no vowels.
Right.
Can you imagine?
Exactly.
So you have to recognize the words, and sometimes you have to guess based on the context.
Like, I can read Hebrew fluently, but I can't speak it. Yeah, without the vowels.
Right,
I grew
up
learning it. I went to Hebrew day school for 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I couldn't.
It's hard to express yourself to write, right?
Yeah, I couldn't write it or read it.
Yeah,
I
know. You can understand it more or less, but...
Right? Yeah, if it was spoken to me, I know basic words and stuff, but I could definitely... I can open up the Torah and read that.
Oh, wow. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Would you know what you're reading, though?
No, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't know what
I'm... So you know how to pronounce the words, right?
Yeah, I know the alphabet.
Yeah, that's what they do with the Jewish kids. It's a waste, you know? I mean, at least explain to them what the hell they're reading, because it's so alienating.
But we had Hebrew, and then we had Judaica, so we had... Hebrew to learn the language and then Judaica to understand the culture and the text, if you will.
Right.
And the religion part. So yeah we did. I mean still I learned Spanish the same amount of years that I probably learned Hebrew, and I know just as much Spanish as I do
know.
Hebrew.
I mean, the older you are, the harder it is to learn.
Well, I just think that the ways that they teach it may not be as effective as to teach a language, to make people sit in a classroom and teach a language that to a place they've never been. The interest is not, there's no, what's the desire?
Right.
It would be so much more, take him to at least, take him to the Spanish part of town or the, Mexican part of town or the Israel and learn and, immerse children
immersive.
In the culture.
It needs to be immersive, absolutely. But the best way to learn is to live in a place where people speak like that.
Yeah.
Know? But at any rate, back to Felix. So how long are you staying here now in US?
5 weeks in total.
Really?
So, I already
so are you traveling around the country? Or
no, I'm just...
Just in
for
LA?
For most part staying here, yeah.
Oh.
I went to Vegas once and will return next week.
Nice.
And I will maybe 4 or 5 days spend in the Orange County.
Yeah.
But apart from that, just...
So are you vacationing or is it business? What are
it's
you...
Partly business. I would say mostly vacations. I do some seminars here and this radio and some meetings.
Okay, cool. So you like vacationing out here, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
I do.
How come? Why do you like it so much?
Well, the weather is great.
Right.
Right. Almost always, yeah. That's so.
You
don't actually in Germany now. It's raining and very cold, for weeks now. So
really,
here, right? Even at night here is way way better than in Germany at daytime. So yeah, I like surfing. I do scuba diving here. So
you have
a
lot of stuff to do. Yeah,
yeah. I do.
Very nice.
I don't get bored here.
No, don't get bored. Huh? That's pretty cool, you know. Because I mean, 5 weeks in Southern California is a lot of time.
Yeah.
Do you know people here? Do
you
have some? Oh, so you have some family friends?
Yeah, friends.
Oh, very.
And actually, some friends are visiting me right now.
Uh huh.
So from Germany, so we spend time together.
Really?
That's cool.
Yeah, just Just the hiking in the Hollywood Hills is so great, so I could do it for days and days.
Right? Really? You like it? Yeah. I've lived here 40 years. I never hiked.
Oh, really?
I might do so Runyon after this.
Runyon, yeah. So nice. Yeah. I went there.
Yeah, but isn't it like too busy? It's like Hollywood Boulevard there.
No, everybody goes there.
You can never find a place to park every time you go by there. Because everybody goes there.
I mean, I always eventually find a place to park. Yeah,
me too.
Right. And it's not a big deal.
People are always leaving in and out. That people do their rounds and then they leave. No one sticks. It's not like a, you know, there's like, it's almost like every half hour there are people just like coming and going. There's always spots, or just Uber.
Yeah, I tried to see the sunrise once at Griffith Observatory. That's really crowded.
Yeah,
but it was, parking was impossible and it was really crowded. But just hiking there is no problem.
Right, yeah.
And there are minutes without seeing other people, so that's totally okay.
Yeah, you should also go biking on the beach along the beach.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I did that.
Did you?
I biked from Venice Beach to
Santa Monica.
And back.
That's a cool ride.
It's definitely a cool ride.
Yeah. And you know that it goes on for miles and miles.
Yeah,
and you can keep going and going. It doesn't end.
Malibu?
To Malibu and then the other way also.
Redondo, Malibu.
And
through a parking garage. Like that path takes you through a parking garage.
Redondo, right?
Last year.
But also Manhattan Beach or most all that. Yeah, it's very nice. Very cool. So, well, very nice to have you here. So let's talk a little about what it is that you do. You're into social media a lot, right? You're a consultant for social media?
That's what I went to school for.
Oh, really?
I have a master's. Mm-hmm.
In social media, all right. Cool.
Well, it was in new media and marketing. And then right out of college, I was doing social media and marketing for an organic pizza corporation, which is perfect for a stoner chick, right? And from that, in Florida, I like started my own social media marketing and consulting business. Nice. Through word of mouth, because this was 5 to 7 years ago, before anyone even thought about, like, before Instagram became big, before, you know, people understood. And I was teaching these old people in Boca Raton, Florida, who don't even know how to, like, do any of it. I was managing, consulting, branding, everything.
Right.
It's a good bit. I mean, yeah, I've been in it.
Yeah, that's where you need to be today, right?
Yeah.
It was luck, I guess. I started in 2001 with an online shop, so... And then the path just developed from there.
Really? So you found new ways to market and things like that?
Yeah. It was a hobby, actually, when I was like 19, I think, yeah. So, and then it became my job in 2007, so I think 4 or 5 years later, and now it's my job.
Oh, wow. So how did you get into it? You were like slowly, as you had your website and stuff, you started realizing that you need to get more and more involved in this?
Exactly. I had a small online shop when I was 18, 19.
Really? What were you selling?
Well,
toys?
Not really. Okay, it's a nice story. It was legal back then.
Right.
Here is still legal. It is salvia.
Yeah.
Yeah, retina salvia. It's a plant, right? It's a psychoactive plant, which was legal in Germany. But then they tried to illegalize it, and they closed down.
So they had to close your shop and everything, right? So people use this. Is this a plant also?
It's a plant. Yeah.
It's a plant and it gets you high and stuff.
Well, you sell it for room cleansing and stuff, right? So you don't sell it for smoking, but of course they smoke it.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Is it safe?
It's highly psychoactive, so it's not really. It's not a toy, right? It's not like weed, which is way more... I would say it's way more harmless than salvia. Salvia is way more intense.
Yeah,
but
wow.
But just a 10-minute thing, so really? It's not addictive or something like that. It's just highly psychoactive.
Wow. So I'm curious.
I wouldn't overdo it. Yeah, it's interesting. They sell extracts here, so it's really...
Really?
It's interesting. So if you like mushrooms, it's like mushrooms, maybe.
It's like mushrooms? Like LSD, I don't know if I like
that. It's interesting.
Psychedelic for me, but I've tried mushrooms before, but that was a long time ago, and they were gross.
That's a six-hour trip, right? So that's
they were gross. Well, that's very interesting. So then you decided. So they outlawed it in Europe too.
So I had to stop that, of course.
In
Germany, it wasn't outlawed by per se. It was there's a separate law for drugs.
Okay.
Not for drugs like.
Like medicine, but
exactly. The thing is, you have just one word for it. We have two words, like drugs
exactly.
and drugs. So, it wasn't. It was a medicine that could only be sold by certified vendors.
Right.
And I wasn't that, so I couldn't sell it anymore. And then they outlawed it totally in 2005, I think, or 6 or so. So you can, you can't buy or sell it anymore at all.
Yeah, wow. Very interesting. So so you faced social media and stuff. What was your first site? Facebook, pretty much? Or what did you? What first got your attention?
Media, yeah, interesting. We had own social media channels in Germany.
Oh, really?
So my first site was a Facebook knockoff, actually. It was. So
really? And they let it stay there? I mean, they don't close it down?
No.
Really?
Now it's closed down. But actually, it still exists, but nobody uses it anymore. So it was the founder of this site went to the USA, and he stole Facebook code.
Really?
Yeah, really. So it was so bad that the error messages on the still had Facebook inside. The Facebook error code inside.
God.
So he really stole Facebook code and built his own. And it was a big thing. So they sold it for, I don't know, 10, 12 millions, which is for a German, it was okay. Yeah. And then everybody used it for a while. It was big. Firstly, only students, and then the other, like Facebook, essentially.
Right.
And then Facebook came up in Germany, maybe 2008, 2009.
Right.
Facebook went bigger, and then they had to.
Yeah, that's about the time it started here.
I think we have 1 or 2 years it was delayed.
Right, right.
I had my account in 2006.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Oh, that's
as
pretty early.
Still, as a student, right?
Yeah, when I first went to college.
Yeah, that's how it started, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think they internationalized 2008. So in 2009 or 10, it came to Germany and went bigger.
Now, I'm curious, in other countries, is it in a different language? I mean, I know you guys speak a different language, but is the interface all in German?
Everything's 40, translated.
42 languages.
Really? It's on the front page. It tells you how many languages Facebook is translating.
I use the US version, actually, because the search is better in the US version, way better.
Right.
But everything else you can use in Germany.
Yeah, very cool. So
Sometimes they mix up the messages. So like some German words, some English words. So that's pretty cute.
I noticed that. I noticed some of these. Like on your website, you know, everything is German, and then you suddenly see blog. Oh, I can understand that.
Yeah.
Social media, I can understand that, you know, but there you go.
We use a lot of English words. We even make up our own English words, actually.
Yeah.
English sounding words. Handy. Handy, for example. You know what a handy is?
Well, I know what being handy is.
We don't know that.
Well, handy is like a hand job. It's like a sexual term here.
Actually, it's not, right? In German, it's smart. It's a mobile phone.
Oh, mobile phone.
It's a handy. We call it handy.
I like it.
Yeah, right? Because it's so handy. I don't know.
Right. Depending on where you go in America, you might be, they're like, this guy asked me for a handy.
For a handy, right?
I thought he was gay.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. So we're talking to Felix Beilharz, right?
Nice, yeah.
Yeah,
nice.
There you go. And I didn't even have it right in front of me. But I'm checking it out. So you have a nice community on Facebook, I see.
Yeah.
And you do speeches and stuff. So when you do your seminars or speeches and stuff, what do you talk about? What do you tell people?
I got like two main topics. First of all, is search engine optimization, so how to get on top of Google, right?
Right, that which is known as SEO.
It's SEO, right?
Right.
That was my first business starting 2001.
Right.
And the second is social media, so how to market on Facebook organically or paid, or Twitter, YouTube and stuff.
Right.
The blog, right? So how to develop your social media strategy, get outreach, do the ads and all that.
Yeah. And so then after Facebook, you went into what, Twitter?
Yeah. So the first thing was this German site, which doesn't really exist anymore. It does, but, well, it's dead. Then another German site, which is called Xing, which is a LinkedIn ripoff, more or less. And this one still exists. This is the only German network that still exists. It's this business network. But this was my first two. And then Facebook in 2008 or 2009.
Right.
Yeah, when I went to Spain, everybody got Facebook there, so I had to get Facebook as well. So 2008, I think, I got Facebook.
Right.
Then Twitter, 2008 or 2009, I think.
Are you doing well on Twitter? I mean, is that a platform you're strong on?
For German comparison, I would say yes.
Yeah,
Twitter never went big in Germany.
Yeah.
So it exists and it is being used mainly by people twittering or tweeting about what's on television, maybe,
right,
or events and stuff
of the
like
world,
that.
Yeah.
But it has not the stand it has like here in the US.
Right.
So it's way, way smaller.
Yeah, way smaller. Very interesting.
Facebook is big. Facebook is the only one we really, really use.
Right.
Instagram is growing.
Instagram is really growing, right?
Yeah. But Facebook is Facebook, and we got WhatsApp, which you don't use, right?
Right.
I have WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you use it?
Sometimes.
Okay.
We use it to talk to people overseas,
yeah,
mainly.
That's what I heard.
Right. Yeah.
Actually, that's how Facebook got started in Germany for people, for international friends, right? And now everybody's using it. And WhatsApp, yeah, we use it a lot.
Yeah.
Because messages cost money in Germany.
Right. Makes sense.
So you use it, but it's not a social media WhatsApp,
yeah,
right?
They count it
it's
in.
It's just like
I
a
don't.
Messaging
it's a messaging service.
Yeah,
plus you can call, you know,
yeah.
So it's
like
not
Skype.
Just texting.
Yeah,
it's like your regular phone, but you don't have to have, you have to have Wi-Fi for it.
Or connection.
Like Skype,
yeah.
You're right, like
yeah.
Skype.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you already have data, then you don't need the Wi-Fi anyway.
Exactly.
You know, so
right.
It works nice.
So if we want to send a picture or a video with a normal message, it costs $2, almost $2 a message, right?
Really?
So that's insane, and
yeah,
nobody
yeah.
does that. And even normal text messages, if they're not included in your contract, it's like 20 cents.
Right, so it's still backwards there, right?
It is.
It takes time because that's how it started here, but you know, that's how it is in most countries you'll go to. They're probably a few years behind.
Yeah.
But eventually it changes because competition
it has to,
changes
yeah,
the
of
market,
course.
You
yeah.
know, completely.
We got way stricter laws. For example, Uber. Yeah, Uber was trying to establish a business in Germany, and then they outlawed it, so Uber doesn't exist in Germany.
Right, they wouldn't let
because
them
the, do the taxi,
the taxi
is so strong, yeah, and so yeah. Then Airbnb has a hard time in Germany.
Really?
So you can do Airbnb, but not commercially, only like a private person, right?
Right.
All that. So we are. They try to keep existing business models alive, even though
they're old and outdated.
Yeah.
Well, that's Europe. You see, a lot of people long for Europe, but Europeans want to come here.
Exactly, right?
Right.
The grass is always green on the other side.
Because America
is
always the most advanced. You know, I mean, we always get.
Oh, yesterday I went to the IMAX VR.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's so great.
Really?
Yeah, that's awesome.
IMAX VR.
Do you know that?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's behind
I
the
know
Grove.
VR. Oh,
yeah,
it is.
The first one in the world, I guess. There are two now, one in New York, one here. And that's a virtual reality gaming experience. So
very
you've got like 12 games.
Really?
And you can, it's like shooters or adventure games. And it's awesome.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
A Star
well,
Trek,
I have
a Star
that.
Trek game.
What?
It's in a Star Trek, a Star Wars game. I'm so sorry.
Star Wars game?
No, I offended like a
million.
No.
Star Wars, right?
Techies.
That's cool.
Yeah, Star Wars game where you can like with a light sword, light sword? Is it
lightsaber.
Lightsaber, right.
Yeah.
Lightsaber.
And it's true because I have a PlayStation VR at home.
Oh, cool.
And it's like, it's so immersive, Rachel, like you wouldn't believe, you know.
Are you into playing video games?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
So
me
I
neither,
haven't said that. I used to be a lot when my kids were growing up. And I mean, I was the one that got into them before my kids did.
Okay.
I got them into it, you know, like shooters and stuff like that. But then I got sort of like bored with it.
Yeah.
But then when the VR came out, I thought, I have to get this thing.
It's incredible.
It's amazing, you know. Yeah. And then I tried the porn on it. Oh, you like you wouldn't believe, Rachel. I mean, it's so friggin' real.
But is that
like,
really
you wouldn't believe.
The porn... You cannot move inside the movie, right?
So you you don't move, but it's like you sitting back and she's doing you kind of thing. So they might have like a few girls over you, hovering over you, and the actor, the guy probably has the cameras right on his head, mounted on his head.
Okay.
So the woman comes so close to you, like to kiss you, you think she's right there.
Okay.
So it's weird, but it's different. You
the
know,
future.
It's new. Yeah.
Like, have you seen those sex robots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a crazy. I saw a clip of it online. It was the crazy. I'm like, this. They're going to turn against us, these sex robots.
In Japan, they got one with a rape mode. So that's.
Are creepy. You serious?
Meaning you can't. You can. She knows.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Exactly. That's creepy.
The future.
The Japanese are very creepy. Right. I'm telling you, they've got like the biggest fantasies, the weirdest ones, you know?
But like my greatest fantasy is doing a girl who doesn't want me to do her.
Really?
So great.
No, that's what, that's what rape, you're basically having sex with someone who doesn't want to have sex with you.
I see what you're saying.
Technicians, they program that in. So there was actually a meeting one time where they decided to do that, where they gathered together.
They're like, here's a function we need.
Good idea.
Someone thought that was a good idea.
Yeah, if we can't rape real women, we'll rape dolls.
Just rape robots.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And they will turn against us one day.
Exactly. Oh my God. See, and that's the thing. We deserve it.
Yeah.
We did it to the robots.
It will happen.
We did it to the Native Americans and we do it to the robots.
Right.
Jesus. Yeah. Is there, I mean, history, we're just terrible creatures.
We have a lot of positive too, Rachel. Yeah. Okay, we have a lot of positive.
Well, let me find that feature. Let's discover that one and just like create that to be the only.
Well, look at like when we get together, like the Olympics, for example, or the International Space Station. You know, things we do together are amazing. You know, but people don't know how to do it. So
when we're playing, we're good at having fun and going to outer space, 100%. But that's you know.
Oh well, and we grow the best weed ever.
There you go. That's something we can all agree on.
Weed is illegal in Germany. So
it's illegal.
I wouldn't know.
That's right. So sad.
Right. Well, it was here until recently. So I what? Know. But people still use it, obviously, right? Like we
Nobody
do here.
Nobody cares about this. It's right. Law.
But is it a strict law? I mean, would you they put you in jail? No, right?
They fine you. The thing is, the police has to. Write you
to do something, right?
Yeah, they cannot just let it go. They have to,
right?
And then the court can drop the case.
The case,
and they mostly do.
Yeah,
but that's insane. Yeah, you buy police for nothing.
What a waste of time and resources.
Totally, and everybody's using it, so nobody cares.
Yeah,
really, nobody cares.
But eventually, but if it's already like that, then eventually it'll become like here. Because I remember when California made it like. Just a misdemeanor, and they said, okay, we'll give you a ticket. Nobody ever got a ticket for marijuana, but ever since then, people were not as afraid to smoke.
Yeah.
You know, because even a small amount, it's not going to get you anywhere.
Yeah, but in 1994, I think it was, our highest court said that the current state is against the constitution and cannot stay that way, and it stayed that way like for 23 years now. So I'm not that optimistic in that regard.
Wow. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about. So have you started working with Instagram? Because it's like the latest thing now, right?
Well, yeah.
Right?
I guess it's
in Germany too? It
is the latest thing that became big.
That became big,
the
right.
The others, like Snapchat is later, but I think it's
not
more
as
or
big.
Less,
yeah,
it's dead, I think. I think Instagram killed Snapchat with the stories.
Mm-hmm. You think?
Yeah, 100%.
Totally.
Oh, wow.
And now stories was a fine idea, right, in the beginning. But then came Instagram, then Facebook stories, then Messenger Day, then even WhatsApp has an own story format. So
really?
It's not, yeah, yeah.
So WhatsApp is now becoming more like a platform. A
it is, it is.
Platform.
Actually, it is, yeah. The thing, what I don't understand is Facebook has like two platforms, the Messenger and WhatsApp, that do kind of the same thing.
Right.
With the same target audience, and I don't really understand what they're trying to do with it. Yeah.
Well, maybe they wanted to buy it just so they don't have the competition.
Yeah, but
you know
now they're developing it with the same functions.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So you can pay with both in the future. You can video stream and everything with either or. So
right.
What's and business features are available for both. So I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Very interesting. So, do you have some tips for us on Instagram? How do we grow audiences there? I mean, what? Because I've been trying. I've been more active on it and stuff. It's really slow. I mean, building the things because people follow and unfollow. Yeah. So I would have to follow all of them.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's
and nice. Then and that's crazy, you know. Because then your stream just becomes filled with shit you don't want to see.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. So the first question you should ask yourself, and all the time actually, is why should people follow you? Right? Because nobody follows you just because you're there.
Right, exactly. They don't care.
Shit, right?
Exactly.
So you got to offer something that they want to see in their newsfeed. And that is one of two parts mainly. The first thing is, if you're a celebrity, they just follow you because you're there. Yeah,
right.
Vin Diesel has like 100 million fans on Facebook. 100 million, actually. That's not a joke, right?
Really?
It's a real figure. So, because he's incredibly famous, right?
Who is that now?
Vin Diesel.
Oh, Vin Diesel has 100 million.
The Rock is now the biggest person on social media because he's freaking famous.
Yeah.
So that's why they follow him. We are not that famous for the most part, so we got to offer some content that they want to see. Some interesting, some funny, something, I don't know.
That's true.
Educational, maybe. So ask yourself that. Why should they follow me? What do they want in their newsfeed that I can offer? So
right.
That's a really good question.
But don't many of them play that game of I'll follow you if you follow me and all that
there
stuff?
There are bots for that.
Yeah. Right, so it's bullshit, so you know?
I've never bought a follower in my life.
Yeah, that's so, so hard. And
but
even the fake comments, hey, great stuff, hey, keep it coming. Just
you can always tell when an account
that
is
sucks.
Fake. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So these are all bots. Those are not real.
What's
right?
What's your social media?
It's my name, just my name, Felix Beilharz. Actually, Instagram is not really my favorite platform. I'm not that active, but because I don't really know what to offer, right? On Facebook, I know, but I try to offer interesting views.
Advice, tips.
That's what I do on Facebook. On Instagram, I almost a private channel for me. I'm public there, of course, but I do my, I show kind of my life, right? I show almost no tips, no educational content.
Right. But perhaps you should start a channel like that. I'll tell you why. Yeah. Because, like, as opposed to Facebook, the searches, you know, with the hashtags,
right.
A lot easier, you know,
so
people
correct.
Can find you. I mean, if I do a post on cannabis and I put a hashtag, bam, I get people I never even heard about that are liking it and stuff and starting to follow.
Yeah.
So, and with other things too, you know, I put musicians, bam, suddenly you get musicians, you know, so it's very interesting and it's quick.
Yeah.
But to keep them and retain them, that takes a lot of work.
I would be interested in seeing if you subtract all the bots, how much traffic there really is. That would be interesting.
Right.
Because if I post something yesterday, when was it? Like the day before, I think, I posted something about, I think it was scuba diving, and really I clicked the post button and seconds later I got 3, 4, 5 likes from scuba diving websites, right?
Yeah,
these are bots. So
it is a bot.
These are all the 5 second mark. Nobody sees and likes that so fast, so they got a bot that likes everything that posts hashtag something, I don't know.
Yeah,
so if you subtract all that, how much traffic is there really left? I would be interested to know.
Yeah, you wonder. I know it's very interesting. And Facebook, what are some tips for Facebook?
I would try Facebook ads. So for people who didn't do that, do that. Don't use the blue button under your post. It's a promote.
Go to the ads manager.
Boost, right?
That's called the burn your money button, right? That's not so hard. That just doesn't work.
You can literally go in the back end of Facebook and customize down to interest, location, you know,
parents of children,
ages,
below
interests.
3 years.
I mean, you can get really specific with your target audiences and what you're trying to do. The best thing to use that for is if you're trying to promote or sell something.
Right.
There has to be a purpose behind there's a purpose behind it. Do you want them to like your page? Do you want them to purchase a
action.
Ticket? Exactly.
Yeah.
And that stuff is so intricate within it. So there's
Art
and a science to it, you know, because then you're like, what's your copy? What's the incentive? How are you going to get people to click on this?
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
And the cool thing is Facebook keeps adding new functions and new targeting options.
And then the other thing is depending on the image, you have to be so careful what you put on your image. Like it has to be 80%. The image, the text can't take up more than 80% of the image.
Right?
So it's everything you have, and then you don't want to put too many words in the caption because people are stupid and they only read 3 letters nowadays. You know what I mean? So it's
attention span.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't put anything up on YouTube on Facebook because Facebook hates YouTube. So you have to, you know, if you want to put videos, you have to upload them organically.
Right.
So one of the best ad features that I like most, when you put out a video on Facebook, you can target the people that watch the video and show them your ad. So maybe you want to sell something, right? You put out a video, and then you can say everybody that watched the video for the half time maybe or even more or 90% of the time, they can see my ad for what I actually want to sell.
Right.
So that's a really good targeting because they already know you're there. They know you. They spend time with you, and then they see your ad. That's the best thing you can do.
So you give him something useful and then your ad, then right? Your ad, not just the ad alone.
Perfect. Yeah, that would be perfect.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
You can target people that interacted with your site, so that liked or commented or shared. You can target them. You can target visitors of your website. That's pretty awesome. Yeah, the retargeting feature.
Right.
So there are a lot of options that Facebook offers nowadays.
Yeah, so there's probably like ways to stimulate conversation and stuff, right? Yeah. I mean, that's what you need. You need to touch people somehow. Yeah. So they're compelled to write something in return,
exactly.
Even if it's a negative thing. But it's got to be charged, I think, and emotional somehow, you know?
Trigger some emotions, right?
Right?
Yeah, some basic emotions, right? Can be fear that what the politics does is trigger fear in people. Trigger like the fun emotion, sadness, or laughter, so just some basic emotions.
Yeah, that's true. And that's what, and that drives people to take action,
exactly.
I think. Yeah. So that's what you got to do, you know, be outrageous on Facebook, I guess, or at least different.
No, you just got to find your niche, whatever that is. Like, when I started my Instagram account, I knew cannabis was a popular topic on Instagram. Because a lot of people don't have a place to, like, who are in other parts of the world to find cannabis content that is so, you know, keeps, they're just generating fresh content. So I was like, cool. And obviously cannabis was my passion. And then I was like, what do people like? They like laughing. They like memes.
Right.
And then I was like, but there's not a platform for girls that's represented in a way that women like me can identify with. So I created my Weed Humor account, and that's
really?
Why. Yeah, it's
that's nice.
Almost 17,000 followers, but it's small. But I did it. It's only under a year, and they're, you know, small but mighty following, growing on the daily.
It's all relative. I mean,
you know?
Small
so,
compared to what? Yeah, to
millions. But the
to
thing
millions.
Is like I tapped into something that is niche and there's an audience for it.
Right.
Like there, it's just not many people are doing. There's only one other female weed memer out there that I know.
Really?
But she doesn't even live here, and she started after me. And she's my friend. She's cool. She's from Boston.
What is it called?
Wolfie Wolfie memes memes.
Okay. Cool. And do you monetize that somehow, or is it just
not
a hobby?
Hopping. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. In America, it's hard to monetize off. You have to be careful with how I monetize that. Yeah, with like, because, you know, I mean, people like Tommy Chong.
T-shirts, something like that, shirts.
Oh, no, I don't have anything yet.
But you can do it, right?
I'm in the process of, with like Olivia, hoping to monetize, like sell something out of it.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
I just don't yet.
Yeah,
you have to figure it out.
But I want to, because I do stand-up comedy, I also have my comedy account that only has, that has less than 2,000 followers.
Okay.
So I'm trying to grow that one, too, because I want to have more than one go. And I have 2,000 followers on Facebook, which is hard to grow organically because you know how hard it is with the algorithm, and you have to, I haven't paid a cent for any of my advertising, but the thing is I have people in who are big accounts with weed on Facebook who cross market influence my stuff for
it
free.
Helps a lot,
So
the
I'll get outs. I make memes that will get over 100,000 views on Facebook. You know what I mean? So which is pretty good.
Very cool. You see, so I guess the bottom line is you learn as you go, right?
But the goal is
you gotta be
to monetize. That's the goal, is to monetize off of it.
Right.
So one of the best things you can do, like, to get organic reach is to use a topic that is hot right now. Right, so we call that news jacking. So hijack some news and do your own content on that. So I did that once. There are a lot of Facebook fake, what do they call, like raffles? Like, hey, we got 1,000 iPhones
contest
that couldn't,
right?
So there's a fake. And I did a video on that, and that got 1.2 million views just because everybody was pissed off about these videos. And this is fake.
It's relatable,
fake,
it's humorous.
And it's current, it's like hot right now. And
so
then
people connect to it.
Exactly,
Wow,
so that's
very
a good idea,
cool.
Always.
Funny, relatable humor will go viral.
That's just it. That's true.
If it's well done, if it's a high quality content, you
know.
And then you look at some things and it's shitty. And you're like, how the fuck did this go viral? Probably because it's relatable.
That's the thing. I mean, it's got to matter to somebody, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't care about it, you're not going to follow it.
Yeah,
but people will follow anything. Felix Beilharz, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks
so tell
me.
People how they can find you, at least in Germany, while they're reading the German part of it.
Yeah, the easiest thing would be to go on Twitter. It's like slash the Twitter @Beilharz.
Okay.
Just B-E-I-L-H-A-R-Z.
Okay.
And there you will find the links to all my other sites.
So. Sounds good. And your website too, right? Yeah, it's your name.de.
Exactly.
And you guys can find out more information. Of course, if you read German, it'll be a lot easier for you. But Felix is promising.
Will be in English.
Felix is promising we'll have the... do you have the .com for it too?
I have it, yeah.
There you go.
I know.
Yeah, good for you.
It has to be done now.
Yeah. Felix, thank you so much for visiting us once again.
Thanks for having me.
We wish you a lot of fun here, out here in
thank
L.A. You told me you went to Universal Studios yesterday?
Just to eat something. I would do the studio tour.
So you went to City Walk. Exactly. You didn't go inside.
Exactly.
It's very expensive, you know.
They
get very expensive. But
they say it's worth it.
It's worth it, yeah. Have you been before?
No, never.
Oh, so you definitely have to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the first time you have to go. After you've seen it a couple of times, it's not that compelling.
Yeah.
But still, I would go now anyway, you know. But
okay.
I think it's like...
$100?
$100 or so, yeah. And Disney's already over that.
Okay.
More than $100.
Wow.
All right, well, we thank Felix for joining us.
Thank you.
Have a safe trip back. Thank you for bringing some flavor of Germany with you.
You're welcome.
Rachel, thank you.
Always.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. And have a great weekend, and we'll see you all on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.